This is episode 254, recorded June 5th, 2015. Packard pokes at. God creates science. Science gets rid of God. I want to thank Karn33333 from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
Yes, I'm miming this week.
You're miming this week.
But this week, live.
Live.
All mime all the time.
It makes for one interesting podcast since nobody can actually see what you're saying.
Can't see my hands waving. I'm in a box.
You know. You know what's weird? I'm in a box too. But it's on the screen. I just live in this little box right here.
I know.
If I push my hands too far, my hands disappear. So when it comes to schooling, I am all for it. But it should be an important part of every person's life, no matter who you are. Sometimes when it comes to religion, it wants to shove its weird ways and weird ideas into our educational system. In fact, that's what they've done in, of all places, you guessed it, Louisiana. Why am I not surprised? This story comes from The Raw Story. Apparently, students down in Louisiana are told to literally use the Bible as a science textbook. According to these recently obtained records, the state law permits the teacher to promote classroom discussion on evolution, but critics say that the Louisiana Science Education Act allows creationism to be taught in public schools. Connie, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a nice little loophole that arrived in Louisiana around 2008. The Louisiana Science Education Act, which allows teachers to introduce supplemental materials to critique scientific theories, and it is being used as a backdoor to allow the virus of creationism to be taught in these schools.
Yeah.
It's really sad. I know that this article quotes a little girl as saying this, but I actually found that a fifth grade teacher named Charlotte Hinson at Eden Gardens Magnet School, mm-hmm. in a column she wrote for the Shreveport Times, declared, "My job is to present both evolution and creationism because God made science."
Oh, I've heard creationists and Christians say this as well, and every time I have to sit here and go, ugh. I have to try to keep from pulling my hair out. I mean, they think, well, God made people. Therefore, by extension, God made science. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
And they actually partially wrote this law based upon something that was written by the Seattle-based Discovery Institute. And it was drafted from the Model for Academic Freedom Act. Mm. And academic freedom, when you hear academic freedom, just think creationist smokescreen.
Yeah.
And the ACLU and the FFRF have their eyes on Louisiana. They're trying to, get this stopped. It's been, four times now the legislature in Louisiana has tried to subvert this law and get it repealed.
Yeah.
And every time it gets put, you know, it get it. No, they pass it. They keep it. But what somebody has said is all it will take is one Louisiana parent or student to sue the state for endorsing religion in a public school and teaching creationism, and it will again, and then it will again be illegal. But that's probably a lot of ostracism and scrutiny and tough legal battle.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that really bugs me is that these people like this, they will turn around and say that evolution is a religion, but they don't want religion taught in school unless it's their religion. So, but evolution is not a religion; it's a science. I have no words for people like this because it just the stupidity level is just too far down for me to reach. Go, what are you talking about? The evolution is a science. And they go, well, it's just a theory. It's like, then I have to scratch my head more because they think theory means guess.
Yeah. Well, we're making this up.
Yeah. We're just pulling it out of our ass. It's like, yeah, there was 10 million years ago, we had this little guy and he was like 2 inches tall and now we're here. No, it doesn't work that way. We evolved over a long period of time. Why, if we came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? It's like, no, we don't come from monkeys. No one says that except for creationists.
Well, some of the teachers, too, I've seen some. I was looking at some of the things they've written, and actually I think it was this one, Charlotte, again. She was saying she likes to let the discussion come up from her kids, and her kids say, well, I don't look like a monkey. I don't come from a monkey. And she says, and they get it. They get it because they observe this. They're seeing this, and they see. And so they just, you know, she says, I love the wisdom of my kids. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, it's not apparent. It's not obviously apparent to anybody who looks at the horizon of the Earth at a sunset that the Earth is round.
Right.
It does look pretty flat. And so, you know, if it's just, it's like, no, that's not how it works.
Right.
It's really tragic. And of course, they think that they're fighting, and the teachers who are Christians all think they're fighting this really great fight. This great spiritual battle is going on.
It's silly thing. There's another.
It solidifies it.
Yeah, there's another quote here from a Bosher Parish teacher exchanging emails with Hinston, who is Carolyn Goodwin. I think that's the person you mentioned there. And she teaches at Stockwell Place Elementary, and she's also a creationist. And she says the Bosher School District has its problems, but there are so many awesome Christians from the top down. We pray at school functions and probably break the law all the time. And she seems to be proud of that. Yeah, we get to pray. We pray. It's like we pray in class and it's like we're breaking the law. Yay!
We're sticking it to the man. Yeah, they're really radical.
Oh, wow. I used to know people like this. It was like, yeah, we're going to pray where they say we can't pray, and we're just going to force everybody else to pray right around us. Ha, 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 ha. We want to make everybody else that's not praying make them feel inferior to us because we're so godly.
Yeah. Well, it's a win-win. Either they get to be Christian soldiers and indoctrinate children, or they get to be martyrs.
Yeah.
And then start talking about how Jesus is coming and it must be the end times, you know, because...
Yeah, these people...
Obama's just the devil.
Obama's the devil, therefore God. I don't know.
That was a bit of a non sequitur. We weren't talking about Obama, but...
Yeah, but I know.
Yeah. Well, and Bobby Jindal is actually... Did you know Bobby Jindal, the... who's now running for president and governor of Louisiana, got a degree in biology. He was a biology major.
Really?
From Brown University.
Interesting.
And one of the other people I saw a column written by, he's a college student now. He's actually friends with, his family's friends with the Jindals because his father works in those circles. And he said, yeah, he's became a creationist just for political reasons. It's to further his political campaign.
Why does
kids go to a school that where his kids go to a school where they have to strictly evolution taught? It's a private school.
That why doesn't that surprise me? We had a couple comments from the chat room here. Joe Unseen, he says science isn't a religion; it's a personal relationship with Carl Sagan.
I can be down with that.
I like Carl. I don't know if I'd have that kind of a personal relationship with him.
he's a little bit too dead for me, though.
Yeah, he's a little dead, yeah.
he's not dead. He's star stuff.
He's star stuff again, yes. Karen 33333 says, Jesus is coming now. Mary is pregnant.
Oh. I'm my own grandpa.
Yes.
Isn't that a wonderful story?
Comment here from Dawkins Dog. But if you break the law for Jesus, you're a patriot. If you're an atheist who uploads the Constitution, you're unpatriotic. I never understood that. And he's absolutely right, because if you try to uphold the laws in this country, so everybody is equal, so, you don't get to force your religion down everybody's throat because of, your beliefs and not based on anything, that's based in, fact, then you're unpatriotic. I never understood that. It just blows my mind, the thought process involved here.
Betty Bowers, the best Christian woman ever.
Oh, yeah.
She did a video just recently, just the other day, about the definition of what is a patriot and what is a radical. It was just along that line. It was really funny.
I think
very short 1 minute video.
I think I saw that one. I know she's come out with a few. We'd eventually like to maybe get her on this show as a guest at some point. Speaking of which, real quick here, we do have a guest next week, and it's the Quiet Atheist. So be sure you're here next week.
And make sure you wear your really nice clothes, and we'll have snacks and everything.
Well, you can bring your own, and people can bring their own snacks. I'm not supplying snacks for anybody. They got to donate over at patreon.com/packardpokesat to, so I can afford to bring snacks. I'm starving over here. And tonight we have our logical fallacy. Let's bring up our logical fallacy. Connie, our logical fallacy tonight is: a study into the health risk of mobile phones involved mobile phone companies. Therefore, the study cannot be trusted. Is this A, appeal to spite, B, anecdotal evidence, C, circumstance ad hominem, or D, appeal to anonymous authority? Which one of those do you think it is?
Appeal to spite sounds like it would be appropriate. I am so lost. Okay, I'll say A.
Okay, Karn is also saying A. Now he says maybe C. Anybody else in the chat room want to make a guess of what this might be? Everybody's out there Googling. What is this? Well, they're typing in real quick. He's like, I can't type that fast. Dawkins has D maybe.
We're just all over the map.
Yeah, it's all over the map. There's no consensus here.
Watch, it'll be B.
My producer over here, she says C. Any other guess?
I have test anxiety.
You have test anxiety.
That's my excuse.
If there's a Dawkins dog, if there's a fallacy for fallacious examples. Joe has given us B. Well, okay.
We're all covered then.
We seem to be on A. It's obviously A, B, C, or D. Apparently, everybody's saying it's all of them. Okay. Karn is saying E. None of them, right? No. Okay. Well, let's find out what our answer is. Our answer is C, circumstance ad hominem, stating a claim isn't credible only because of the advocate's interest in their claim. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes. I've been working on this so we can make sure the answer is what it is. So the last few times we've done this, I had to try to stumble through it, and now we've got our explanation right up on the screen, right where you can see it. So,
it's awesome.
Yes.
Although I have to say, if a study is done by the company itself,
mm-hmm.
it should be critically gone over.
Oh, absolutely. It should be gone over. Yes.
Yeah.
But
it should automatically be dismissed.
I wouldn't say automatically be dismissed, but I should.
No, I always say it shouldn't be automatically.
Oh, shouldn't be.
Dismissed.
Oh, sorry. I thought it should be. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's. That's you're right in that point. Then just because the company does their own research doesn't necessarily mean it should be automatically dismissed. It's
right.
They're trying to prove their product, maybe.
Yeah.
So. Karn333 comments, maybe not auto-dismissed, but highly doubtable. That, no, I would say, you know, I almost kind of go along with this. I wouldn't say it's completely doubtable, but it's pretty, you know, I would, you know, be scrutinizing of it a little bit more, though, so.
Mm-hmm.
And as they do have a vested interest, yes. Torvin in the chat room said, if they give you a study with no citations, then I would be very skeptical. Yes, I agree. You know, if they say, oh, yeah, cell phones are great because, you know, they turn your ass into gold when you need extra money. Yeah, I'd be a little skeptical of that, too. But
you watching those infomercials again?
I have been. I'm up late at night sometimes. Well, I'm up early in the morning anyway.
So
got to have something to do before I go to work, you know.
If we see you sitting on your phone, you're hoping to get gold.
If you sit on your phone right now and you say the magic words.
All you have to do is send me 1995.
Send me 1995 and I'll send you the last word of the
handling and you'll get some gold.
Right. Send me 1995 and I'll send you the last word that you need to make this whole sentence complete. Anything you say turns your ass into gold. Yeah, sure.
We're working on scams.
Yeah, we're working on our own scam levels here. I just
doing the right thing hasn't gotten us that far, so we'll
no. Doing the right thing doesn't pay, you know. I feel that I must be Batman up here because Batman never gets paid, or Superman never gets paid, I guess. I don't know.
Batman's a billionaire.
Well, that's right. He's a billionaire. He can afford to do the right thing at his own expense. But no one's paying him either, I guess, you know. So
Batman's a screwed up puppy.
He is. But I like him.
Well, of course.
And we have some words that we need you to hear, and we'll be back in just a few moments to ruin the rest of the show for you.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from CafePress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at Patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
You know, sometimes I have to deal with people on certain apps. I'm not going to mention them right now. but they seem to think that, you know, if you say something bad about them, these Christians, then you're insulting them and you should not be allowed to do that. Over in Singapore, a teenager apparently had a blog and he was deemed misguided and found guilty of insulting Christians. The blogger in question here, his name is Amos Yee, age 16. He faces 3 years in prison, but he's going to be put on probation instead. This comes from the Associated Press. He's been released on $10,000 Singapore dollars or $7,400 here U.S. Apparently, on just this last March 27th, he posted a YouTube video that says Christians are power hungry and malicious, and which is true. And he says people who deceive others into thinking that they are compassionate and kind. Again, not untrue for many portions of them. He says, and it says here in the Miracle Island Nation, maligning religion is illegal. You know, that's what I like about this country, is that even though Christians will say, you can't speak bad about my religion, fuck you, I certainly can, and I certainly will. Because I don't have to respect your religion, I respect you as a person until you do something that I can't respect you for. I don't need to respect your beliefs, because a belief is nothing more than an idea. It says here he was acquitted of making the online video containing the offensive remarks about Lee, the founder of Modern Singapore, who died on March 23rd, the Straits Times reported. This is just so wrong, that the fact is he is being persecuted for saying what is true. Connie, your thoughts?
I was trying really hard to understand this country. It's a fairly young country, mm-hmm. and it's a very diverse country, but they are extremely strict. For example, if you're caught with drugs, it's a death sentence.
Really?
There. Yes. And they want to promote their diversity, but the way they're doing it is by suppressing anybody speaking out negatively against something else. And when you look at the wiki page about Singapore, it has a reputation as being a nanny state. And I thought, you think? And then I went ahead and I looked up this young man's videos, which I guess they took this offensive video down in Singapore, but it's available for you to watch on YouTube.
Oh.
And I actually subbed to him. He's very heavily influenced by TJ, the Amazing Atheist. Mm. And I'm like, kid, I have to give it to you. You're really well spoken. But he's definitely playing that kind of flying very loose with vulgarities and things.
Yeah.
And I worry for him. I worry for him the same way we worry about some of these other bloggers in the Middle East who are being dragged out and hacked to death.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so, I mean, I don't think they'll hack him to death. I just think that I really liked him. I thought that his points were spot on.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the past president and critical of his country.
All right.
Critical of religion. And, wow, I really liked him. A little bit arrogant, like a lot of, you know, teens can be.
Yes,
but,
yes, they can.
He seems like he's really smart, though, too.
There was one line here. They wanted to have him not only jailed originally, but they wanted to have him sent in for, you know, like treatment because, well, he's obviously misguided. So we must force Christianity down his throat and make you believe again.
Oh, I have it. I think I have it here. His actions show him to be a misguided young man who sought to gain attention for himself by deliberately posting obscene material to shock and deliberately posting material he admits he knew would cause ill will among Christians. His actions are far from being noble or imbued with good intentions. It was a calculated course of conduct undertaken for the sake of publicity and without regard to the damaging effects on the community. Talk about political correctness and you know, groupthink gone wrong. I just the amount of control that the Singapore government wants to have over everybody is kind of disgusting, actually.
You know, there, and you know what's interesting is that there's several other YouTube channels I'm subscribed to, and then I hear them, you know, they're fairly intelligent, and then they say, well, the progressives are doing this. It's like, obviously, you don't understand what the word progressive means. It doesn't mean that we want to say stifle freedom of speech. We want to, you know, allow people to have freedom of speech. It's the conservatives who are stifling freedom of speech, not progressives. And I've got to make that abundantly clear, because apparently some people out there are just loony fucking tunes when it comes to this. They've got their conservatives so far up their ass that they think that, you know, they're the ones suppressing everybody's free speech.
I'm dropping a link to the wiki page about Amos Yee.
okay.
in the chat room here. And if you follow that, you'll be able to find his YouTube channel if you're interested in viewing his videos. I won't open it up right now because he's got one of those promo videos that'll pop up right away. So, but I don't know. I kind of hope he doesn't hang around there. I'm afraid he's just going to get in trouble again.
Yeah. Torvian in the chat room says they say you aren't allowed to have free speech unless you agree with what you are saying. Yeah, that's
yeah. Then it's okay.
It's okay, absolutely. So yeah, it's.
Well, it does kind of smack of what the Christians are trying to say here is, well, we should be able to say whatever we want, but not, you know, you can't be critical of us.
Right.
To keep hearing that.
Absolutely. That's, and you know, I am for freedom of speech. If it's hate speech or whatever, you go ahead. You can say it. Doesn't mean I have to listen to it, and doesn't mean I have to agree with it. But it is your freedom of speech. And I will go to the mat for anybody's freedom of speech, Christian or atheist alike, or any religion for that matter. You're free to say whatever you want. You're free to believe whatever you want. I just you just can't force me to believe it. That's all.
Well, and Karin is right. The atheism plus, you know, P.Z. Meyer.
Oh yeah.
Debacle. That was not free thought, and that was not free speech.
You're correct on that point.
It was a joke, and still is a joke. And I'm like, no, that's the beauty of free thinking and logic is that, you know, we can come to, we might not even all agree on everything, but you know, we can agree and disagree agreeably.
Right.
And it's not groupthink.
Yeah, no, actually, you're right. I when I heard about the Atheist Plus movement, and I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. I mean, mm-hmm. You're right. It was stifling. There was no freedom of speech with that, unfortunately. No. I understand the concept of what they were trying to do. They just did it wrong. I'm sorry. They just did it wrong. I don't agree with the Atheism Plus. It just, I don't need to mm-hmm. be a plus anything. I'm just an atheist, period.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
So anyway, if I'm going to be plus anything, just humanist, you know. At least I try to be.
I think I arrived at humanism. I think I believe humanism is what it is, although I've been corrected on that too. But I arrived at humanism via atheism, but it was sort of an outgrowth of letting go of a lot of views that I had from Christianity.
Yeah.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
We had to go and get Mr. Priestley, but our fuel prices are getting a little high out here in Wisconsin, so we had to have him push the tank. He was sweating a little bit. No, actually, I had to make him walk here. I gave him a long route, so this way no one knows where he was going. So let's hear what Mr. Priestley has to say tonight. Miss Beulah, what do our listeners have for us tonight?
Dear Mr. Priestley, I'm a single father. I've worked and sacrificed to get my only daughter into college. However, when she returned home, I learned that she has been exposed to people with ungodly ideas. She is questioning our beliefs and speaking out against everything I hold dear. What should I do? Sincerely, Lost in Louisiana.
Dear Lost, I can see you loved your daughter, but not enough to send her to a more godly school. By doing so, you have sown the seeds of a rebellious spirit in her and reaping the fruits of blasphemy. You must deal with her in a biblical way to correct your mistake. According to Leviticus 24:14, bring forth him that hath cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him.
Excuse me, Mr. Priestley, but isn't that a bit extreme?
No, Mrs. Beulah, because it also says in Romans 1:30-32, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So according to these passages, She must be stoned to death. Remember, boys and girls, read the Bible. It will scare the hell out of you.
Wow, Mr. Priestley, you're, Mr. Priestley seems to be on a death kick lately. I just, Mr. Priestley, go wait in, just go wait outside. I'll have someone escort you home. Wow.
You know, I find it hard to fault him, though, because, I mean, God's quite big on death, too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. If he were real, you know.
True.
But it does, he does have that in, it is in the Bible, you know, he's promoting death. Left and right.
If your imaginary friends want to throw stones, I get. Are you going to throw stones too? And the answer would be for Mr. Priestley, I suppose. Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Priestley. I think Mr. Priestley would say yes. You know, I'm throwing stones because it says so in the Bible. So therefore, they should be throwing stones too. And that's I think it was Romans 30 and 32. That's, you know, that's in the New Testament. So those people who were saying, you know, the Old Testament isn't valid, the New Testament there supports it too, so
anyway, yep,
yeah, very bad. Yeah, Mr. Priestley is a piece of work. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming. Next week we do have a guest, as I mentioned earlier towards the beginning of the show. We have the Quiet Atheist will be joining us. We've been trying to get a hold of him for about a year now, give or take, so be sure you're here. And join us then. And Connie, thank you, as always, for joining me here tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so very welcome. This has been Packard Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.